other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the 8 after. Reverend Ted Pike will join us for one segment so we can regroup and focus on trying to get the states to not be completely federalized under the hate crimes bill. We're going to continue with Barack Obama declaring a national emergency. Under the national emergency, they can lock down cities, have quarantines, and force inoculations. But because 70-plus percent of the public are saying no to the shots, it looks like it's going to be hard for them to go all the way with this declaration of emergency. Let's go to Jonathan in Vermont, then Brian in Montreal. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Nice talking.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, great work you're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
A little surprised. I'm way up here in northern Vermont, and I'm not too worried about, for myself, the whatever threat. I'm more concerned for my friends and family around cities during this a national emergency health what is it?
Yes, and the same emergencies are being declared all over the world. England, Germany, Canada. You were all under a level 6 as of almost 4 months ago. But what they did was, first they declared the level 6 privately. We got internal state of Texas health department documents. I'll just leave it at that. And we posted them. People didn't believe they were real. Then it came out, we had been under level 6. So we're already under a UN martial law directive. Now they're just announcing it on a national basis. To train, to drill, to practice taking over cities and counties under federal/UN control, to see what the public will accept for future staged pandemics, where they may even release some deadly pathogen. We also know the flu shots, both regular seasonal and H1N1, are hurting people. You just heard the head of the Dallas Health Department, Dallas County, admit that the nasal was live, did mutate, can spread, and can hurt people. I mean, but then you watch the national news, Fox, CNN, you name it, there's nothing about that, and they say it's a conspiracy theory. So they're targeting the dumbed-down public that believes anything and everything they're told. They know a large portion of us are awake now. It's our job, being awake, being informed, knowing how dangerous this is, to reach out and warn our friends, our family, our neighbors, our community. We have a responsibility to do it. We know they're engaged in fraud. We know they're lying. Now, the question is, what do we do about it? We're being tested right now with a trial balloon. If we give into this and go along with the quarantines and control, they will expand it in subsequent operations. But we're doing a pretty good job. I'd give us A- right now for fighting this and getting the word out. This is kind of blowing up in their face. They're admitting that they produce tens of millions of the shots. Most people won't take it. So now they're trying the artificial scarcity game of, we don't have enough. Everyone wants it. Newscasts all over the country I've seen are, everybody needs it. Everybody's lining up. Everyone's fighting for it. They show parents saying, I sure want it. But I guarantee you, they got to go through 10, 15 people to find the one idiot. So they're trying to create the hype, the illusion that this is the latest Cabbage Patch doll that everybody's got to have.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
So what would we need to do in order to get the at least a mainstream news source to report on the fact that there is actually mercury in the vaccine? Because I have the insert. I have friends who are in the healthcare field, and someone got me one of those inserts. Long thing. It's full.
Well, I'll tell you what you do, and I appreciate your call. I was listening to National NPR on XM driving in this morning, and the first open line segment was how the Earth is going to die if we don't chemtrail and terraform and geoengineer the planet, and the next phone call was about how everybody needs the flu shot. You call in.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors have confirmed, you just heard the head of the Dallas County Health Department admit as well, that the live H1N1 nasal flu that hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Americans, they claim millions, are going to take it. Millions of dosages have gone out, that it is live H1N1. It breeds in the nasal passage. It can give you serious side effects or give you the flu, and that it can even kill you. But they don't care. They've now given it to all these people around the nation. They're now breeding it in the 9 to 12-day incubation period. They're now sneezing it out on everyone. And then right on time, Obama declares the emergency so that they can try to now fearmonger everyone into taking an untried vaccine. And we're confirming reports. We're going to cover this after Ted Pike leaves us and take your calls, that school children around the country are being given the H1N1 nasal flu vaccine without their parents' consent. They're just lining it up, giving it to them. So the health departments say one thing, but in control of the schools, they do another. We are also simulcasting the last 2 hours and 51 minutes today at PrisonPlanet.tv. The radio show is simulcasting via television in live living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's one headline. Young child with asthma given flu mist H1N1 vaccine at school against parents' wishes. That is coming up. Joining us is Reverend Ted Pike. No one has fought against the takeover that we are dealing with with the attack on free speech like truthtellers.org and Reverend Ted Pike. The Cyberbullying Act is a separate issue we have to deal with. It hasn't passed yet and is in trouble. For decades, they've tried to pass the hate crime legislation that, most importantly, federalizes local police and turns them officially into commissars. We have their training videos, their training manuals. We've shown them here on air. We show a lot of it in Fall of the Republic, my new film that we just released last Wednesday. And in there, they state that gun owners, conservatives, anti-Federal Reserve people, that this is hate speech, that this is criminal, and that if you hurt someone's feelings, you can be charged. If someone ever commits a crime and says you influenced them, even if you didn't call for violence, you are liable. And this is in both the bills. We've got the expert on to talk about this. Obama swore that he wouldn't sign the defense appropriations if it had the $100 billion for fighter engines. Now, last Friday, he said, I've always sworn I would sign it. Just like Schwarzenegger said he would not sign the bill to make you thumbprint and register to buy ammo, then he did sign it. They normally do the opposite, so I'm predicting he's going to sign it. But I don't want to have a fatalistic attitude. I'm just stating what I believe is going to happen. We should call the White House. We should email them. He said hundreds of times he would veto the bill, but he wants that Hate Crimes Act. So to tell us what's in there and how we can fight it, Reverend Ted Pike. Reverend?
Yes, this hate crimes bill will destroy three amendments to the Constitution. The 14th Amendment, it'll exalt particularly homosexuals, Jews, Latinos, so on, above the rest of the population. It'll also destroy the 10th Amendment, which gives states rights to enforce hate crimes laws locally without government intervention. This makes a seamless unity between federal enforcement and local law enforcement, which, of course, is the very definition of a police state. And then finally, it will eventually destroy the First Amendment, because the real momentum of this legislation is to establish a bias-oriented justice system in America, running parallel with our traditional English law. And once the cases come through the courts, they'll be turned over to federal judges and judges throughout the justice system, which will make law from the bench. They will not only protect homosexuals from physical violence, they'll broaden that to include verbal violence against them, which of course means quoting from the Bible. So this is the dissent now, if Obama signs it on Wednesday, which he's scheduled Wednesday to consider the Defense Appropriations Bill and the hate bill attached, if he signs both of them, then we are heading the way of Canada.
And this ends equal protection under the law, and a video that you posted from C-SPAN went viral on the web, hundreds of thousands of views, of Attorney General Holdren and others.
Absolutely. Holder flat out stated in the Senate Judiciary hearing this spring that there is no equal protection for most Americans under the hate crimes law. It's only for specially protected groups who are viewed as victims of white Christian heterosexual persecution over the centuries.
Reverend Ted Pike is our guest. Reverend, when you talk about Canada or England or Germany, where first they pass a law saying you can't deny the Holocaust, and then once they've done that, they say you can't criticize the EU, you can't criticize French, can't criticize British produce. People have been arrested for that. Then Robin Page, BBC, non-political host of One Man and His Dog, a rural affairs show where he travels to small towns to show the local culture, he gave a speech, and we had him on the show. And this was a headline in the BBC, Robin Page arrested for saying the word homosexual. Doesn't matter if the word homosexual is like heterosexual, a scientific term. They said, well, the groups found it was hurtful that he said rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. He was arrested. And again, we had him on the radio show here. We see pastors being fined and arrested in Canada. The groups pushing this admit what their plan is, a complete end of the First Amendment.
Absolutely. There's no checks and balances whatever in this legislation. It's wide open, and there are many groups who want to get on the hate crimes bandwagon. Certainly the Muslims have gotten on board. Even pedophiles, bestiality advocates, things like that are just waiting to come under the special protection of so-called sexual orientation under this legislation. Now, what's really important right now is we have a couple more days here in which we can bombard President Obama to keep his many promises. This spring and early summer, he and Secretary Gates flat out warned the Congress repeatedly that if they added on an extra $100 billion of pork, military pork, which means thousands of F-35, unnecessary F-35 jet engines on this hate bill, they would see to it that this hate bill is, the hate bill and arms bill are both vetoed. That's exactly what Congress delivered to the president last Thursday. Now, the president has said repeatedly he wants the hate crimes bill, he will sign it and so on, but there is an implied condition there that that this package meets his terms of stripping off excessive pork and being amenable to what he thinks is a practical defense bill considering the realities of present warfare. He has criticized this legislation, this authorization bill. He says it harks back to the 1980s. It's outdated. It's designed for warfare with Russia on the plains of the Soviet Union and so on. He has a lot of complaints with this legislation. What we need to do right now is get those emails going into the White House, letting him know in no uncertain terms that we're not going to stand for him moving us into a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada. And I just have several suggested messages which I need to have people send in immediately. In fact, do it at the next station break, because this is a national emergency such as we have never seen before in the history of our republic. What I'd like you to do is to go to whitehouse.gov/contact. That's whitehouse.gov/contact. And just cut and paste in these several messages. Mr. President, I will vote out Democrats at midterms if you sign the freedom-destroying hate crimes bill. Again, Mr. President, I will vote out Democrats at midterms if you sign the freedom-destroying hate crimes bill. And then the next message I'd like you to send is this. Mr. President, I expect you to keep your promise to veto any military authorization bill that wastes $100 billion of taxpayers' money on unnecessary F-35 jet engines. Again, a little slower. Mr. President, I expect you to keep your promise to veto any military authorization bill that wastes $100 billion of taxpayers' money on unnecessary F-35 jet engines.
Okay, Pastor, in the time we have left, and we'll have you back up again in the next week in the aftermath of whichever way this goes, shouldn't we also get on the offensive now to start running people for Congress and start beating the drum now for the repeal of it in less than a year and a half when there is a new Congress and undoubtedly Obama is going to probably lose control? Because Republicans will act like they're against this, but if we don't make a big deal out of it now while it's still on the front burner, it won't be as big an issue once they have a new freshman class in there. Don't we need to go ahead and also start hoping for the best but preparing for the worst and moving for the repeal of this First Amendment attacking situation that also gets rid of equal protection under the law, as the Attorney General Holder admits?
I think we're going to know the answer to that in about 3 days, Alex. What we need to do now is concentrate our firepower in literally thousands, if not tens of thousands, of emails coming in, and they will be electronically counted. They'll get a strong recorded.
Okay, whitehouse.gov/comments.
Contact.
Contacts.
That's whitehouse.gov/contact. And if people would like to get this information, just come to truthtellers.org. We have it all there on the action page.
All right. Pastor Ted Pike, thank you so much. You fought the good fight. Hopefully we can beat this. Take care.
Thank you, Alex.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-7 1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500 according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights seven must-own stocks, including a stock with six-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
We're going to continue to take your phone calls throughout the radio broadcast today. I haven't even begun to break down what's happening with Obama's national emergency with the flu. That was declared back in May, quietly under UN Level 6. The treaties signed between the nation states and the UN were implemented then. This is a formality of treason by the acting chair of the UN Security Council, Barack H. Obama. Let's go to your phone calls. Brian in Montreal, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'd like
Hello,
to
sir.
Just mention two things to you. The first thing, you're absolutely right about the media cover-up. Last night at 11 o'clock at night on CTV News, they start the report by saying that they took a poll and 51% of Canadians refused the shot. So you're absolutely right that we've done a fantastic job.
Yeah, the other polls, that's a low one, and then that's Canada. In the U.S., it's as high as 76%.
Yeah, and in the news report, they made sure, like they talked to one person that said that they weren't going to get the flu shot, but that's all they gave the guy the time to say. You understand? And then they shut him right up, and they don't talk about why he refuses to get the shot. And it was the same thing over the weekend on CBC Radio. They opened up a clinic at the Code Virtue Shopping Center, and plenty of doctors were talking about it and nurses. But when the reporter was asking people on the street how many people were going to get the vaccination, over 75% of them said they were not sure because they had to investigate it more because they had heard things. So we've been doing a bang-up job of informing.
And let me guess, they didn't show the doctors and nurses, the majority of which in Canada, in the United States, they're refusing to take it. Let me guess, the doctors and nurses they showed said they love it and we all need to get it.
Oh, yes. It's 100% propaganda up here. It's a pure salesmanship. We have nothing to fear. Actually, the only thing people have to fear is people like us spreading the truth because supposedly we're fear-mongering. The other thing I wanted to mention is I do a show on 12160 called Northern Front on Tuesday nights. And about 2 weeks ago, I talked with a woman who's taking a microbiology nursing course at the University of Sherbrooke. She refused to give me an interview, and she doesn't want me to publicize her name or anything. But the information she gave me was that in her class, they were all instructed that they're not allowed to talk to anybody about the H1N1 for fear that it will damage their current or future career.
Yeah, no. Listen, I appreciate your call. That's going on everywhere, Brian, this intimidation. We've had countless doctors and nurses on the radio show who've called in. We have shown countless news articles where nurses and doctors from Texas to New York to California have been ordered to take it or they'll lose their job. Meanwhile, we have health department heads on from major cities, and they say nobody has to take this. Well, then why in New York did the nurses have to sue to stop forced inoculation? Why are they suing in Massachusetts? They are attempting under the radar to force this. Coming up in the next segment, we have news articles where children are being given it, even though their parents said no, in the public schools. And I've had massive calls from parents saying their children came home and said they were injected, or they came home and they were given the flu mist without asking. You call the school and they say, oh, your son or daughter is imagining things. In fact, if I said no phone calls but parents that this has happened to, we could take call after call after call. We've done this on five or six shows, or maybe more. You've heard those shows. And some parents give their name, they give the school, we call the school, we confirm it. This is going on, but now we have newscasts saying this. Now we have the reports confirming it. Let's jam in one more. Tyler in California. Tyler, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
My aunt called me Saturday morning, and she's like thanking me for warning her about the flu and how it's going to damage you. And she said that our local hospital was having free swine flu vaccinations. And there was two streets, Hawthorne Boulevard and Prospect, just thousands of cars waiting at this public hospital. And so I hear that news and I write a fluscam.com on the poster and run over there, try to get behind the cones to, like, the next cars going into the parking lot. And one of the guys in the blue shirt, he's all, hey, get out of here. The cop's coming over here right now to tase you. Get out. So I walk to the sidewalk, and then they tell me get off the property. And that's public property. So I cross the cone, and from across the street, I'm just walking this sign, fluscam.com, at these cars, these clueless people. And I come across this one lady. She's all, oh, so you're not going to do it? And I'm like, no, it's going to damage your immune system. Don't do it. And she's all, oh, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it. Are you a conservative? She asked me, and I go, no, it doesn't matter anymore. It's just population
Sir,
control.
What you did is beautiful, but YouTube it. Shoot video of it so tens of thousands can see it. We'll talk about solutions when we come back. Key info coming up. You don't want to miss this information. I'm going to break it all down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
For radio listeners, you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and go to the Flu Information Archive. All the articles I'm about to cover and more are posted there. Do not believe a word I say. Verify everything for yourself so you'll know that we're telling you the truth. Here are just some of the headlines. Berlin doctors worried they could have to pay compensation for swine flu jab damage. By the way, it's been all over the German news that their military and their government officials get a swine flu shot that does not have any of the additives or mercury in it, and it's not a live flu virus in it. Young child with asthma given flu mist H1N1 vaccine at school against parents' wishes. We have the newscast on that. That's coming up in a few minutes. DHS sets guidelines for possible swine flu quarantines. This is from April 28th. Of this year, under Executive Order 13375, lockdown of cities, mass quarantines, forced inoculations. Read the executive order for yourself. That is what Obama is implementing with this national emergency. That does not mean they'll actually carry this out, but they've loaded the gun, they've chambered around with martial law. Will they pull the trigger? Your response is being studied to see if you'll go along with this. The good news is over 70% of Americans in major polls, over 60% of doctors and medical workers and nurses all over the news are saying no. They tried to make it mandatory in New York. They sued the medical workers and doctors did and got that defeated. So this is an attempt by the establishment to forcibly inject us, and the people worldwide are saying no. For anyone that is doubting what's happening, you can go to any Walgreens or major pharmacy, Walmart, you name it, and ask not for their information sheet. They're all printing up these fake sheets that say there's no bad reactions, no problems, there's no mercury. The New York Times has a public school program nationwide. We've covered this at prisonplanet.com. Where they say, oh, we're exposing the myths. It can't give you Guillain-Barré neurological disorders. It can't sterilize you. It doesn't have mercury. It can't give you cancer. When the inserts, and here's a shot of it for people watching at prisonplanet.tv, there it is from the H1N1 vaccine handout, mercury. And it goes on. You can go to FDA.gov, FDA.gov, FDA, the letter F, the letter D, the letter A, .gov, and read the five major injectable flu vaccines and the one nasal spray vaccine. They're all the same, except the nasal spray says it can mutate it and breed it even faster in the nasal cavity and can kill you, maim you, or allow you to spread it. This is from Norvitus Vaccine Diagnostics Limited, September 2009, Influenza A, H1N1 2009 vaccine insert. On the first page, Guillain-Barré syndrome has occurred within 6 weeks of recipient of this influenza vaccine. That's page one. Page two. It goes on to talk about that it is not safe for pregnant women, nursing mothers, and children less than 4 years of age. Antibody responses to the seasonal influenza vaccine manufactured by Norvitus were lower in the geriatric population than younger subjects. Warnings and precautions. That's in the glossary, section 5 through 5.4, adverse reaction 6.1 through 6.3, drug interaction 7.1 through 7.2. You need to go read this for yourself. Warnings and precautions. Altered immunocompetence can mess up your immune system. 5.1. And it goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into the other news, but if you don't go and read this for yourself, where it admits it can cause an autoimmune disorder, that it can sterilize you or reduce your fertility, can do both, that it can give you fatigue, asthma, facial edema. This is saying, it goes, ladies and gentlemen, this is like 50 pages long here. I can't read all this here on air. It just goes on and on and on, the nightmare that this can cause, okay? Now, when you see CNN and Fox and the New York Times, newspapers, TV, telling you it doesn't have mercury, telling you it's a conspiracy theory, and local radio was doing this to me this morning. I'm not even going to say their names and give them attention. They're saying I'm a liar. This is how America operates today. They think you're idiots. They think you're fools. They think it's cute to pull all this on everyone. Here's another report with links to the Denver News Channel, Associated Press, and the actual government and university studies. Headline, doctors concerned flu miss vaccine could spread live H1N1 virus. Last hour, I had Dallas County Department of Health and Human Services Office of Public Information, Zachary Thomas, director of the health department for Dallas County on, and he admitted that the nasal can breed the H1N1, can hurt you, can make you sick, and can really hurt people that are already sick. So this is all there. He also admitted that the regular flu shot they're starting to give, the normal injectable H1N1, has all these serious effects and that you should read it and that they have you sign a waiver form when you take it. There's no denial about this. Here's another one. Normal flu jabs double the risk of catching swine bug. The Mail newspaper. It's also in the Toronto Star. The findings from Canada led to some states in the country delaying seasonal flu jab campaigns amid fears the recipients could be more vulnerable to seasonal surge of the pandemic. Continuing here. It goes on and on and on. Reports confirming that there are a lot less cases of H1N1 compared to the regular seasonal flu at this time of year, and that it's not that dangerous of a virus, and most people dying are dying from complications of diabetes, heart disease, cancer, the list goes on, or extremely elderly. Meanwhile, President Obama doesn't care. He has declared his civil emergency so they can give an untested, unproven, this is untested, they admit, experimental, highly dangerous H1N1 nasal and injectable flu vaccines. We're getting reports all over the country of school teachers, children, doctors, medical workers, Washington Redskins cheerleader, said Dallas Cowboys for some reason, getting paralyzed from it. And the doctors said to her, and we played the news clips here, that yes, the flu vaccine did this. And the Food and Drug Administration said, that's okay. That's an acceptable loss to have that. Here's a headline that breaks it all down. Deaths from swine flu vaccine reported in Europe. Now, all of that said, we need to take action on this situation. And we had an earlier caller who talked about how he went out with simple flyers. There's a lot of great sites that have the basic boil downs, fluscam.com, Natural News, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We have the basic fact sheets, the real fact sheets with links to government reports and their own admissions. Because they cover their butt. In the fine print, it says it can sterilize you, kill you, give you cancer, give you autoimmune diseases, kill you deader than a hammer, give you the flu, make you more than double susceptible to the regular flu. Or to H1N1. We just went over that. But to the public, they hand out in public schools fake sheets saying, oh, we're getting rid of the rumors. There's no mercury. It can't make you sick. We have a responsibility to stand up against this fraud and to speak out against this fraud and to say no to this fraud and to print up your own fact sheets off of documents you read and see, or go get the other fact sheets that are out there and to put them on telephone poles, to go and give them to friends and family, to go and paper your entire neighborhood, go and put them on people's front door steps. That's your right under the First Amendment. Don't anybody tell you you don't have that right. They've been running newscasts trying to demonize our listeners, putting up fact sheets about flu all over the country, especially up in Temple. They've had three news reports I've seen without even looking with TV attacking the folks that are putting these up. Carry a video camera. If you don't know how to put something up on YouTube, a 10-year-old child can figure it out now. It's very simple. Use YouTube. It's the biggest. It's the battleground. They have more video views every day than all of their video sites and file sharing combined. Video it. Upload police coming over saying, in America, you can't stand off the public school or city hall or sports stadium parking lot where they're doing the mass inoculations. When the police come over, say, my First Amendment right, officer, please don't violate my First Amendment. If they get in your face, I would recommend you go ahead and leave. You go upload it to YouTube. You email it to the police chief. You go a day later and file a complaint and file a lawsuit for them violating your First Amendment. If you don't leave, they will taser you, billy club you, and maybe even kill you. They're on power trips. They've been taught they're God. They've been taught there's no First Amendment. Even though you're trying to save them and their lives, most police, if someone above them in authority, like a city official, tells them, get those people off the sidewalk out there. And when you submit, first they'll push you to the sidewalk. Then they'll push you across the street. Then when people come over to get your literature, they'll push you off of that. Remember 2 years ago in one of the major counties in Baltimore, Maryland? Was it Prince George County? We had one of the state attorneys on, who was on CNN saying everyone must take the shot, it's the law. Over 2,000 children and their parents showed up at the courthouse. They were police dogs. This is on CNN. Riot police. We've had guests on who were there. The police told them, you can't even stand off the property giving people flyers or talking to them. They would use police dogs to threaten them. This was on the news. We want even more depth here on air. And when I had him on, I said, do you vaccinate your children? He laughed and said, no. He had school-aged children. And I said, it's not the law to take the shot. He goes, no. Inside the courthouse on one table, we did have the waiver file, the waiver sheets. But then I talked to people that were there. They never told them about it, never told them they were on a table. And there were people on the news, predominantly black, crying, saying, I don't trust the shot, but they told me I'm going to be arrested if I don't take this. That, ladies and gentlemen, is criminal and un-American and wrong. And this is a test to see if we'll put up with this. Now, separate from that, I've seen story after story after story after story. I lost count, but I know it's more than 20, probably 30 or 40. I see so many of these, I don't even cover them most of the time when a new one comes across my desk the last 6 months with all this fear-mongering, where they tell parents that, no, we didn't inject your child, or we didn't give them a flu mist, or we didn't give them a vaccine, the seasonal shot, or now the H1N1. And then it even makes it in the newspaper that, oh, there's a controversy. The school says the children are lying, even though they'll have whole groups of children saying it in elementary, middle school, and high school. Here is a news piece out of right here in the United States where this indeed did happen, and the school admits it, but says they screwed up. No, they're lining your children up without your authorization and doing this to them. And that's what the executive order states. So they're testing to see what they can get away with. Here it is.
Has a lot of questions tonight after he says his son was given the H1N1 vaccination at school without his permission. The child got the vaccination from Montgomery County health officials at Camargo Elementary School. But his dad says the child has other health issues that make this vaccination potentially dangerous. Sherelle Roberts talked with the upset father and school officials for tonight's top story.
School officials say that it was a mix-up, a case of mistaken identity that caused a 7-year-old student to receive the H1N1 vaccine, despite the fact that his parents said he wasn't supposed to. And now the young man's parents are upset. They want authorities to revisit their procedures and possibly change them to make sure this doesn't happen to another child.
I picked him up from school, and he said he'd been to the nurse's station, and he got medicine sprayed in his nose. And we didn't give him consent to do so.
So Matthew Angel called his son's school's nurse's station and discovered his son had been given the flu mist vaccination for H1N1.
They said, we're sorry, we got the wrong kid by mistake.
The flu mist was supposed to go to another child who had a similar name to Jacob Wages.
Sorry hardly fixes it, though. A school is supposed to be a safe place.
But the flu mist was not given by a school official. A Montgomery County Health Department nurse was running a vaccination clinic at the school and administered it. We contacted the health department looking for an explanation, and they said that the incident is under investigation. But this dad says an investigation might not protect his asthmatic and naturally sickly child from falling ill because of the mistake.
A little cold can lead to a big thing for him. If he runs a temperature, you know, it's not 100.1, it's 105.
He and his wife hope the health department's procedures in schools will be changed so this doesn't happen again.
And the doctor's excuses and whatnot, I would suggest calling the parent and double checking, you know, instead of just a written consent. How about verbal?
And when we spoke to the school superintendent, he says to the best of his knowledge, he's never known any of the health department workers who come to the schools to run clinics to ever have made a mistake.
Oh, we've never known of them to make a mistake. And, of course, there are several issues here. But first off, we need to remember the government, the criminal group that runs this nation, has been caught more than 20,000 times. That's the numbers that we have in Endgame. You can read hundreds of those cases at whatistheendgame.com, the bibliography for the film. We don't just make these claims of giving people syphilis, letting them die of it, radiating foster children, testing pesticides on foster children, spraying towns with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals. Government does this over and over and over again. They test on us, mainly to see if they can get groups of doctors and nurses that can be promoted into the whole eugenics system, who they know will carry out secret testing, in many cases with lethal substances, on the population. There's another big facet to all of this. All over the nation, they tell people it's mandatory to take the flu shot, to take the Gardasil shot. That's on record. You heard the health department head of Dallas County sidestepping that one. They don't ask people if they have asthma. They don't ask them if they have autoimmune problems. They don't ask them if they have diabetes. They don't ask them if they have heart trouble. Because you're not supposed to take these shots. Their own inserts from CDC.gov say it. But they never tell you that. So that's a whole nother issue. It goes on and on. It is a giant, outrageous, criminal fraud that we are dealing with. Your phone calls, blitzing through your phone calls on the other side of this quick break. And then I will continue next hour getting into what this emergency really means. But we've got to get out there, reach out to the people, and say no to this vaccine.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
That's right. You can rely on this radio broadcast. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And we occasionally make a small error or mistake. We are the first to come and tell you. The difference between us and the mainstream media is we're trying to tell the truth. We're trying to get at the heart of the matter. We're going to Morgan, Laura, George, John, Steve, and others. Please have your question or comment ready quickly because I want to get to the next person. Continual open phones in the final 2 hours straight ahead and a ton of other news on the economy, on the wars, on the police state, on the dollar that we haven't even gotten to yet. But here's a point I've been meaning to make. several points. The solution is looking at you in the mirror. And I know you know that, but have you really consciously taken that information and then begun to take action? I haven't been on Access TV in Austin in over a year, where I started out 14 years ago, because I don't have the personnel or the staff or the time to dump this live/radio TV show onto digital hard drive. They take it on hard drive now, to go down there, fill out a few red tape forms, and put my show on. Someone should volunteer in Austin. Multiple people should, to go down there and get my show back on air. Or go do your own show. The federal government in 2 years is shutting down the mandate for Access TV. Access TV is being shut down everywhere already in many areas, but we've got 2 years to use it while it's still there and to fight to keep it locally. There's some chance we can keep it. That's a whole other fight. You can go on Austin Access TV during prime time and conservatively reach more than 10,000 people. They've gotten numbers before from the cable company. You can get 2,000 or 3,000 viewers in the noontime hour on channel 10 or 11 or 16. You can reach, in the aggregate, hundreds of thousands of people a year who have cable in Austin and surrounding communities that have Time Warner Cable. And there's Access TV all over the country. And a lot of you have taken my films and my material and put it on. We need more people to do it. We need more people to start newsletters and websites and radio talk shows and to go to county commissioners and city council or to get together with your church and to go down with the inserts from the flu vaccine that it can brain damage you or kill you and doesn't even protect you from the H1N1. They admit. Or that Gardasil's killing people in mass. I mean, it's simple. Start knocking on doors. Start speaking out at the cash register at the grocery store. Start stopping in traffic at red lights and rolling down the window. I'll be driving into the studio some days, and I'll roll the window down, and I'll say, you know, I'm on the radio. You can hear me in Austin on 590 AM, 1330 out of Taylor. You can hear me on 90.1. I mean, I roll down my window because I see a family with people next to me. I roll it down. I go, hey, in 45 minutes, I'm going to be on this channel warning you about the flu. Or telling you what's happening with the economy. And you better believe they're going to tune in. They're like, man, somebody actually talked to me. I mean, it's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take action and stand up and get involved. And speaking of that, somewhere around here I have Fall of the Republic. Well, look, I just want this film to be seen by people. I want folks to know who the bankers are. I want the population to be aware of who's done this to them. They're in their own documents and their own statements at Davos admitting they've engineered the global crisis to bring in a world government. They're about to pass the carbon tax in the Senate in the next 3 to 4 weeks. They're about to have the Copenhagen-Denmark meeting where they admit our national laws being passed to merge with that. Fall the Republic. And no one's going to see this if you don't get it on DVD at InfoWars.com and make copies of it. Or if you don't download it at PrisonPlanet.tv and get it to everybody you know. This film is the best work we've ever done. One documentary that explains it all. And it's done very stylish fashion. It's slickly done. People will watch it. People want to know why they're losing their standard of living. Give them this video. Get it today. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.